Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for May 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject and tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 16. Track 2 heading, Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, $3.6 million economic boost. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Wallar Road reopened after realignment. Track 7, Young Entrepreneurs Summit, Informing Locals. Track 8, News in Brief, 7 items. Track 9, Community Transport Call-Out for Volunteer Drivers. Track 10, Billy Dunn Oval Gulgong, New Amenities. Track 11, Landholder Grants up to $20,000, open 2nd of May. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, May-June 2022. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for May 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading $3.6 million economic boost. More than $3.6 million has been injected into the local economy as a direct result of the three major events at Glenwillow this year. A combined 18,228 people made it through the gates to see the NRL Charity Shield, South Sydney Rabbitohs versus St George Illawarra Dragons on the 26th of February. Round 4, Manly Warringah Sea Eagles versus Canberra Raiders on the 2nd of April, and A-League Round 19, Central Coast Mariners versus Macarthur Football Club, 26th of March. Economic data shows 67% of Manly versus Canberra event attendees were visitors to the region, while 54% of the A-League attendees and 66% of the Charity Shield attendees were visitors to the region. On average, these visitors spend $163 a night based on a two-night stay. They eat in local restaurants and cafes, stay in local motels, and shop. The flow-on economic benefits of major events are among the reasons why Council works to partner with professional clubs to secure multi-year games. Based on these visitor numbers, Council estimates the Manly versus Canberra game generated $1.4 million for the local economy, whilst A-League generated $400,000 and the Charity Shield $1.8 million. Feedback on these events has been overwhelmingly positive, with comments like, "It honestly was organised and run amazingly. I have been to every rugby league event since 2013 here in Mudgee. It was no problems with gates opening times, facilities offered and instructions from event staff, council workers and police were all awesome. And the town is welcoming. The vibe is great. Our third year and it just gets better. Council will host the Charity Shield again in 2023, with a date to be announced later this year. The numbers, $3.6 million benefit to the region's economy after three major events. 18,228 combined crowd number of the two NRL and A-League games. 94% of event attendees said they would return to the region. There is a large photo of fans from Mariners, South Sydney Rabbitohs, St George Illawarra Dragons and Manly Sea Eagles in team colours pictured in front of a black and white image of Glen Willow Stadium. Track 5, heading from the Mayor's Desk. As a local government organisation, one of the most important things we do is budget and plan for the projects Council will undertake each year. Council has prepared the draft 2022-23 operational plan and delivery program, which is now on exhibition. This plan sets out how much Council will spend on projects and activities. I'd encourage residents to take a look and provide their feedback. More details in Track 8. Council has a fantastic new online tool to help you track your daily water usage, the peak periods and possible leaks. Register at yourwater.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. More information about registering is available in your latest water notice. It's great to see a number of projects being ticked off already this year, such as the Billy Dunn Oval Amenities Building in Gulgong. More in Track 10. This project, like many others, was partially funded with New South Wales Government funding. Council works hard to secure grant funding wherever possible to continue to provide for our community without placing that burden on ratepayers. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading Wallar Road reopened after realignment. Wallar Road has reopened following an extended closure to realign two dangerous curves as part of the three-year road safety upgrade. Motorists should continue to exercise caution as the road remains unsealed and operating under traffic control. These works are part of the $6.8 million Wallar Road upgrade, jointly funded by Council and the New South Wales Government through its Restart New South Wales Fund and Saving Lives on Country Roads programs. The project includes road widening, pavement upgrades and further safety improvements to Wallar Road between Kooyal and Cumbo within the Munghorn Gap National Park, which has sadly been the location of a number of traffic incidents in recent years, including motor vehicle fatalities. It is expected the project will be completed in its entirety in June, weather permitting. The main photo shows a wide dirt road section of Wallar Road Mudgee undergoing maintenance. There is an excavator on the right-hand side of the road. Track 7, heading Young Entrepreneurs Summit, informing locals. The third annual Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit, hosted in Mudgee's newest venue, has been met with excellent feedback from both attendees and speakers. Local business owners, students and staff in a range of industries, from real estate to retail, learnt from some of Australia's most successful young entrepreneurs who grew their startups into international companies. Hosted at the all-new Mudgee Arts Precinct, more than 50 attendees heard from the block favourites and professional renovators Kyle and Cara, pictured, co-creator of one of Australia's biggest swimwear brands, Budgie Smuggler, Adam Linforth, founder of Australia's largest eco-store, Flora and Fauna, Julie Mathers, founding partner of bespoke food tour company Straight to the Source, Tanya Barr, and co-founder of NAFE, the Bearded Bakers, Amir El Issa. Chief Smuggler at Budgie Smuggler, Adam Linforth took the audience on a journey from very humble beginnings in a Manly garage to now having offices in the UK. "I would have loved something like this when I was first starting out," Adam said. Probably the best thing about hearing from some of the other speakers is that we talk about all the things that went wrong and we probably learn from that as much, if not more, than what's gone right. There was a really good mix of young people from school age to people who were starting their own businesses to those who have established businesses. I've been through all those phases, so I really enjoyed getting to share each of them. This year's event was proudly delivered by Council with funding through the New South Wales Government's Stronger Country Communities and Regional New South Wales Business Event Development Funds. There is a small photo of Kyle and Cara addressing the crowd at the Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Provide your feedback. Council's draft 2022-23 operational plan and delivery program is now on public exhibition and can be viewed on Council's website. The plan sets out the projects and activities which Council is committed to over the coming financial year and during this term of Council, with measures, timeframes and responsibilities identified. Feedback can be submitted on Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au, and closes Friday the 20th of May. Town Hall Cinema. Dog, rated M, Off the Rails, rated M, and The Bad Guys, rated PG, will hit the big screen this month on the 6th, 7th and 8th of May. Tickets at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior, from $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Community Plan. The Midwestern Region Towards 2040 Community Plan is now on public exhibition and can be viewed on Council's website until Friday the 20th of May. This is Council's highest level strategic plan and sets out the community's vision for the future, where we are and where we want to be. It has been developed following an extensive consultation with more than 1,500 residents. Their input provides the direction of the plan. Book Club for Busy Mums. The library's latest book club, I Heart Books, is a new light reads group for busy mums who love to read. Meeting at Mudgee Library on the first Friday of each month, from now until November, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Join other mums in a child-friendly environment to chat about books. Register at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Chemical Cleanout. Council is offering residents the chance to safely dispose of potentially hazardous household chemicals on Friday the 27th of May at Mudgee and Candos waste facilities. Household quantities of garden chemicals, pool chemicals, household cleaners, hobby chemicals, poisons, batteries, paint, motor oils, fluids and fuels, fluorescent lights, gas bottles, fire extinguishers and smoke detectors will be accepted. Local art exhibitions. Two all-local exhibitions are currently on show at Mudgee Arts Precinct. A Brief History of Mudgee is a series of whimsical paintings that reimagine the region's history by Michael Burke. And Pamela Walsh's exhibition of small sculptures are based around the extraordinary story of Princess Alexandra of Bavaria, who was convinced she had swallowed a glass grand piano as a child. Try a Trade Fair. Do you have teenage children or are you a high school student interested in a career with Council? Council staff will be on hand to talk about employment opportunities with one of the region's largest employers at the annual Try a Trade Fair at Mudgee High School on the 24th of May. Learn about the various traineeships on offer in a range of Council departments, both outdoor and indoor. Track 9 heading, Community Transport Call-Out for Volunteer Drivers. Did you know that the simple act of driving can help those who don't have access to safe and reliable transport? Mudgee Community Transport is a government-funded service that provides safe, reliable and affordable transport for older people, people with a disability and those living within our community without access to suitable public transport options. The service is increasing its valuable team of volunteers who assist by driving clients to a range of activities and appointments locally and regionally, as well as to Sydney and back. Volunteers need an unrestricted Australian driver's licence, to pass health assessments to meet commercial vehicle driver standards, to undertake 3 yearly national police history checks, and be up to date with COVID-19 vaccinations. Volunteers will be provided with training, including first aid. If you're interested, please contact Mudgee Community Transport on 6378 2710, that's 6378 2710, or visit the Carmel Crone Community Centre in person. Pictured is a smiling older lady in the side view mirror of her car. Track 10 heading, Billy Dunn Oval Gulgong New Amenities. An all-new amenities building has been constructed at Billy Dunn Oval in Gulgong to improve facilities for female sport. The building includes dedicated change rooms for women, as well as toilets, showers, basins, referees' bathroom and storeroom. There were previously no suitable female amenities at the ground. This purpose-built facility will improve accessibility to sport for local women. Council secured $122,000 in grant funding to construct the building through the New South Wales Government's Stronger Country Communities Fund. The photo at left shows Billy Dunn Oval, Gulgong, with the grandstand to the left of the new facilities building, which is behind the white metal fence with green grass in the foreground. Track 11, title, landholder grants up to $20,000, open 2nd of May. One-off grants of between $5,000 and $20,000 are available to landholders along the Kajigong River and its upper tributaries to undertake rehabilitation activities on private property. Landholders and community groups are eligible for projects including revegetation, waterway cleanup, weed and pest control, exclusion fencing, and installation of erosion control structures. Landholders who are willing to provide in-kind assistance such as site preparation, slashing and or ripping, fence installation, planting and watering, and a commitment to ongoing maintenance will be highly regarded. Applications open on the 2nd of May via Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au, and close 5th of June. Properties must be located within the Midwestern Regional Council local government area. The program has been funded by the Australian Government Department of Agriculture, Water and Environment, Murray-Darling Healthy Rivers Program. Pictured is a lovely autumn scene on the Kajigong Riverbank in Lawson Park, Mudgee. Track 12, heading Your Council Representatives. There are head and shoulders photos of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 and 6374-0226. Track 13, heading, live, work, invest, visit. Live. Serrated tussock, that's Nacella trichotoma, N-A-S-S-E-L-L-A, T-R-I-C-H-O-T-O-M-A, is regarded as one of the worst grass weeds within the Midwestern region due to its quick spreading ability and zero grazing value to stock. Infestations result in a significant loss in production, and dense infestations can completely dominate pastures and take over new areas within 4 years. Each mature plant can produce up to 140,000 seeds per year, and it is estimated in New South Wales alone serrated tussock has caused losses of up to $40 million in lost production. The optimum time for spraying is during the vegetative growth stage, which is between March and June. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to careers on Council's website. Invest. Construction has commenced to reinvigorate the Rylestone Caravan Park. As part of Stage 1, a new amenities building and minor road upgrades will take place, and Stage 2 will include demolition of the existing amenities, extension to internal roadways and playground. Council secured $154,525 in New South Wales Government grant funding through the Stronger Country Communities Fund to deliver the project. Visit. Regular daily flights from Mudgee to Sydney have resumed For 6 weeks, Fly Pelican will operate a return flight between Mudgee and Sydney daily from Sunday through to Friday. Tickets will start at $149. Residents are encouraged to consider using the service when possible to maintain adequate passenger numbers and allow the continuation of regular flights between Sydney and Mudgee. To book, visit flypelican.com.au. Track 14, heading events calendar, May-June 2022. 6th of May, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Held on the first weekend of each month. Adults $15, children and concession $10, and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 15th of May, National Road Safety Week, 15th to the 22nd of May. Every year, approximately 1,200 people are killed and 44,000 are seriously injured on Australian roads. Road Safety Week aims to highlight the impact of road trauma and ways to reduce it. 18th of May, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Two meetings will be held this month on the 18th and the 25th of May. 19th of May, Cementa, C-E-M-E-N-T-A, at various venues. Cementa is a four-day, 40-artist celebration of unique arts and culture, including exhibitions, workshops, artist talks, performances, and more. 24th of May, Try a Trade Fair at Mudgee High. Students from across the region can learn about traineeship opportunities available with council and other employers. 11th of June, Henry Lawson Festival, 11th to the 13th of June at Gulgong. Step back in time to the Gold Rush days and take part in games, bush dancing, poetry and a street parade. Note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading for the Midwestern Community News for May 2022. However, there's still some room available and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading A Story. Title, Always Cover Your Tracks. I hide photos on my computer of me petting animals at the zoo in a file named Fireworks and Vacuums, so my dog won't find them. Writer Eli Terry from the Reader's Digest Australia website. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reid.